Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dave, just want to get your thoughts. If you could go over just, you know, go over what was the discussion is what was had at the Village Board meeting yesterday and things as why it got so heated.
Well, Mayor Rogers put forth a resolution to stand in opposition to a potential state law in the assembly's hands right now that basically would allow Commissioner of Health or the Deputy Commissioner of Health to identify anyone who may have been exposed to a communicable disease, not just COVID, but primarily COVID, of course, but also anyone who's tested positive, and that state authority person would have the power to order that you or whoever else in your household was affected could be removed from their home without any legal process, without any legal representation, and taken to, for lack of a better word, you know, some kind of a containment area, a hotel. That's what happened in Canada quite a bit, or you know, some facility that would quarantine you against your will. Now, you know, if you test positive, you know, you can quarantine at home, work from home, et cetera. So I can't imagine a government in this country being willing to authorize people to come to your house and remove your family members against their will. So it was contentious because we have some polar opposite social, political viewpoints on the board, and that's fine because that's what makes the world go around. So it got a little contentious because of the emotions involved in this.
Why was there such an opposition amongst the members of the Village Board to what was being proposed among, I mean, I know you went into detail a little bit from everything, but what were some of the big points in terms of just kind of what sparked it?
Well, you know, the resolution was clear and concise, and Trustee Hunt, who was not in favor of it, said that this would just be a temporary measure. It wasn't, you know, a long-term measure, and it's been done many times in society for different diseases like Ebola, et cetera. And Trustee Torrey made the suggestion that Mayor Rogers was grandstanding on this and somehow tried to connect the dots to the mayor taking a shot at people involved in the Williamsville school board elections. And the word school never appears anywhere in that document. And somebody had said, well, you're talking about children. Yeah, we're talking about children, but we're not talking about schools. So it became heated in that I was definitely feeling that this measure reminded me a lot of the diary of Anne Frank, and I quote it from it, that when the Nazis discovered the family living in the attic, they put a gun to a 14-year-old girl's head and said, "You're coming with us." And the family was broken up and displaced. I'm not saying that that's what Albany is going to do, but to me, the similarity was painful.
So what at this point now can be done to avoid any of these hyper-political discussions that result in these heated moments? Is there anything that can be done to try and tame things down a little bit?
Well, I would hope so. We always have a work session before our voting meetings, and the work session usually lasts 90 minutes, if not more, and that's a little less formal, and that's usually where we kind of hash these things out. But that wasn't the case Monday, and I think we can work together, and that's been our goal, you know, from I like to call it sidewalk government, that if somebody has a problem with drainage or flooding or a dead tree or, you know, some other code violation, you know, that they can work through us. To me, it was unbelievable that anybody could not see through this proposal, in that you could be removed from your home at a moment's notice. Just that's not America.
Dave, anything else that you care to add to our conversation that we might not have talked about or left out?
We are a good working board. There's always going to be differences of opinion, you know, from the village of Williamsville to the Supreme Court. Oh, and it's part of democracy. And this idea that you could have your door broken down and your kids taken away from you is the least democratic thing I've heard of in a long time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.